This is Duchess Willow of EbonyFemdomPhoneSex.com. There are times we all wish we had someone to talk to, and the past 2 months have been one of those times. I know it's hard, and people are coping the best they can. I cope with laughter and not taking life too seriously. I'd love to tell you I cope by taking up new hobbies, but the only hobby I've taken up is more eating and sleeping in. Which brings me to the blog title, Phone Sex, Companionship, and Pass the Penis. If you need a chat, I can unzip my leather boots for a while and we can talk about what troubles you. For the past month, I've been offering a texting special that runs through the end of the month. You purchase a 30-minute session, you get an extra 10 minutes free. I also helped create our first 9 Mistress audio package. Pass the Penis is the title, and you can buy the package in the audio store. I've been keeping busy, but I won't sit here and tell you that quarantine hasn't had its effects. I know we're all doing what we can to help ourselves and others if possible. While solitude doesn't bother me, I know being shut in can cause a panic in those who are more social, and that's why I will offer that if you just want to talk, that's okay too during sessions. If role-playing helps, sometimes using the imagination helps us escape reality for a little while. But when you need to vent and unload, for some, phone sex will be as close as they are able to get to therapy. You may consider that our craft is a form of therapy, being phone sex companions, with the aside that I cannot give you medical advice. Only doctors can do that. But I can't listen. What this pandemic has taught me is that our troubles seem a lot less important when you look at the world as a whole. That does not mean your troubles are irrelevant. 2 months ago, I had other things on my mind that mattered to me. Those things still matter, and I've shifted along with the times, but I'd like to share something with you. While I do work from home, the pandemic made it seem more eerie somehow. The things that I do every day suddenly, while they are quite normal for me, feel slightly unusual. Probably because a large chunk of our population is also home now, and many are home and isolated more than they would be with no one to talk to. And that can take its toll on even the most stable of people. I never take for granted that I'm able to do what I do. So, if you can call, even if it's only for 10 minutes, just to connect with another human being, this is me saying we're here for you. I did a podcast today about some funny advice column questions. You could check that out on my Ebony Femdom Phone Sex podcast. And what advice columns have taught me is that I have no interest in giving other people advice outside of Ebony Femdom and instructing a scene. The things I read did give me a chuckle, but they also made me sad. In the sense that there are a lot of people in this world that need a whole lot of guidance. You can listen to the podcast and check the link on my blog. After reading, I'm sure some people wish the only problem they had was refraining from jumping on their neighbor's trampoline. I do like listening and learning, however. Within reason, I will explain to you. As introverts, those of us that are introverts, we value our solitude, and in my case, I prefer it, and social interaction is draining for us. So when someone wants to vent, and I'm not working, no, I do not want to hear about your day. I don't want to hear about what happened to you or why your boyfriend walks around nude in front of all and sundry. And what introverts need is for people to respect our personal space. So while I'm working, yes, I'd love to chat with you, discuss your fantasy, hear your vent. And when I'm not working, the only thing I want to hear is the sound of my bath water running or the gentle ruffling of blankets as I slide into them or the bubbling pot of food I'm cooking or the discreet buzz of my vibrator signaling my release. Introverts are people with feelings. I won't lie and tell you that I haven't thought about putting someone in the stew if they irk my nerves. I like nice long stretches of silence with complimentary interruptions and company that enhances my peace as opposed to disrupting it. And I am on team single currently because while I adore men, they are, at times, more trouble than they're worth. I like to look at phone sex companionship as this. When the phone rings, one of my little boyfriends is calling me to have some one-on-one time with Duchess Willow. And when he's done, and I'm done, and we hang up, that's me sending him back home. Right now, anything more than that, and they start leaving socks on the floor. They leave the toilet seat up. And then they're ducking because I'm about to hit them with something or chase them out of my house with a broom. When you call me, look at it as an invite to my home. Be respectful. Don't touch anything without permission. And enjoy the femdom hospitality. When you leave, leave everything as you found it. And head home with a lasting feel-good tingle from your toes to your elbows and beyond. Manners are important if you're going to be my phone boyfriend. When not in session, small chat is okay. In other words, it's okay to send a hello and a how are you. I simply ask that the more elaborate conversations you reserve for sessions. You follow this simple rule, you'll have an excellent future as my phone boyfriend. It's also the difference between getting served a hot breakfast and a cold bowl of oatmeal. In other words, don't overstay your welcome. So with all of that said, let's keep each other company. We can keep it light or go hardcore. The choice is yours. Whether you want the Ebony Femdominatrix or if you just want that phone sex companionship. So what is your pleasure? First, you have to call or set up your session online. You can call me at 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Duchess Willow. If you want to text on Skype or Discord, you can purchase your sexy texting session prior to connecting. Question for Duchess. My email is willow@enchantrixempire.com. I look forward to exploring phone sex companionship with you. Stay safe. Stay blessed.